Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavus. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. We gather here every Monday night to just share a bit of, good cheer with you, some good music, sometimes good conversations, and then once in a while we get a nice surprise with, a special someone stopping by the coffee shop. But you know what? I'm excited to say I've got some special friends that are coming by tonight all the way from Detroit, Michigan. I cannot wait to introduce them to you, but let me start out with a little Christmas cheer. I'm going to play a piece by Abdul Hall out of Los Angeles, California, and this is called The Christmas Song.
kids from 1 to 92. Oh yeah. Though it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style tonight. We opened up the show tonight with a piece by my dear, dear artist friend down in California by way of Portland, Oregon, Abdul Hall, playing his rendition of the Christmas song. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are just comfortable in a nice cozy seat, possibly even sipping on some tea or something a little stronger. And, you know, I'm really excited to bring some amazing, amazing people, my new friends, and maybe we might even say colleagues out there in Detroit, Michigan, Steph and Ty. Welcome to Flava Coffee House.
Welcome, Lady Flava.
It's nice to hear your voice, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. I missed you last time. I know it.
I'm so happy to have you come on the show tonight. I hope you've seen the love that people are giving your hats.
Yeah, definitely. We've had some great people that have clicked on the Steph and Ty page because of you spreading the word in Seattle.
And, I know my girl Carletta out there in North Carolina tonight, she's all over your hats on your Steph and Ty page. I'm like, she said something about having a new do and needing some new hats. So
they've been tracking us down. So that's a good thing.
So I'm really excited about having you come on the show. You know, I love supporting artists. And most of them are musical talents or sometimes, you know, authors. But I was really excited to come across you guys and seeing the amazing hats that you designed. So Steph, why don't you tell us about how you got started in creating these amazing hats and all the apparel that you create yourself.
Oh, wow. Well, it's a really long story. I learned how to sew really young. So I was taught by my great-grandmother. She was like the neighborhood dressmaker. So she taught all of her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, all the girls. We had to learn how to sew, and how to knit, and how to crochet.
Okay.
So sewing was what I ended up doing because, knitting and crocheting was a little slow for me. I wanted to, I could make it tonight, wear it tomorrow kind of thing, you know.
Okay.
But I ended up eventually doing that as my, means of livelihood. And I started out in the industry in New York and doing a line of men's clothes. And then I went from there to doing men's and women's clothing. And then as the economy started changing, then I ended up doing mainly hats. I always did hats kind of like a side thing.
Okay.
But the hats kind of became the main thing when people didn't really have, a couple hundred dollars to spend on a garment, But they would spend, $60 on a hat, So, So that ended up being our main thing. It just kind of evolved into that, and the hats just started taking on a life of their own. So now that's the main thing that I do. I do occasionally get to make some clothing, but for the most part, I'm mainly making hats. And it's actually, I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. It gives me an opportunity to work with a lot of different textiles and, you know, combinations of fabrics and stuff. So it's a fun thing for me.
You know, I think that honestly, in just looking at the pictures of your hat, I think you can tell that you enjoy it. And the reason why I say that is because they all have, you know, I mean, I know that you say they're one of a kind, which they are. I can tell that from the pictures. You know, but it's almost like they have their own story to tell. You know, the angles and the combinations of fabric texture and all of that. It seems like, you know, it's almost like a painting. You know, somebody taking a brush and just, you know, stroking that canvas and creating something that is so pleasing to the eye, but. What you create is something that, you know, we can wear and enjoy for ourselves. And in a sense, other people get to enjoy it too, because I have to tell you, when I wore my leopard hat out here, I had so many people come up to me, you know, and ask me about it and, you know, make comments on it and stuff. And so, you know, if you're not a person who necessarily wants attention drawn to yourself, maybe you don't want a Stephan Tye hat. But I will still recommend it. But, you know, it drew attention to me. And, you know, I'm really okay with that, right?
It's amazing how much a hat can change the personality, or how, you know, when you're out and, you know, you've got a particular hat on,
mm-hmm.
it changes your attitude. It changes your personality a little bit to go with what, you know, with how the hat looks. Somebody said to me the other day, she was in the shop, in the shop we have all the hats, like, mm-hmm. lined up on the wall, on this rack on the wall. And she said, you know, that's like looking at a whole bunch of different people. And
mm-hmm.
so I had never really thought about it like that, but in a way it is, you know, because each hat has its own little personality.
Exactly. And I think that you're right. You know, when you put on a hat, especially a hat like yours, I think it can just change your whole attitude. You know, it's kind of like when you roll out of bed in the morning, you're just really not feeling it. But you go and you take the shower, brush your teeth, and, you know, if you're a woman, you know, throw some makeup on or at least some lipstick or lip gloss, and how just that little bit of pampering you do to your face can change your whole attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I think that hat could do the same thing. I think that you could just roll out of bed, may not necessarily be in the best mood, but pick one of them funky hats and put it on your head, and just kind of gives you a new pep to your step. So, you know, I love looking at just the pictures. I do. I was talking to Ty the other day. I said, like, can she make, like, some rain hats? Because, you know, we're up here, we're known for rain. And it would totally ruin your hats wearing them up here in the rain.
Well, not necessarily, because some of the hats, you know, I work with a lot of designer sample cuts, which are the swatches that they send to interior decorators.
Okay.
And they're actually technically made for home furnishing,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's why they have, you know, nice stability to them. But they're also generally water repellent.
Okay.
So if you get caught in a, you know, in the downpour, you're going to get wet,
uh-huh.
but you're just out in the shower. Most of the hats are, will repel water up to a certain extent, because that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, they do that for furniture. So it kind of helps too. Now, to be honest with you, I don't think yours is that type of fabric.
Well, don't.
Because that
it's very soft, so I know that there's no way I could get away with it. I definitely would have to make sure I have an umbrella, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Or I guess you could always scotch guard it if you know.
I would just, you know, I'm so funny about things. I would want to keep it forever, you know, and ever. Like, I would just cry if something happened to it, you know. It's up on its own little shelf, you
mm-hmm.
know, away where grandchildren can't grab it, you know, at this point since they're four, you know, and all. But, you know, I'm kind of funny because I'm like, oh, no. If something happened to that hat, I would cry. I really would cry, so. it's getting pampered. It's waiting for, you know, some sun to come out or something,
mm-hmm.
so I can wear it again. But I think your hats are amazing, and I'm excited that you came on the show. And I just want you to kind of, you know, tell people about your hats, how they can order them, how they can find out, you know, where they can go visually see. I know that I told Carlotta, I said, go check out their Facebook page. I mean, there's just pictures after pictures after pictures there. And okay. Steph, is that the best place where people can go check out your...
There are two places that are really good. Facebook being one of them. They can go to Facebook and type in Steph and Ty and spelled STEF-N-TY. And it's a short for Stephanie and Tyrone, which is, you know, the two of us that that's our company. So they can type in Steph and Ty. And the good thing about Facebook is that you can see a lot of different things. You can see customers wearing their hats. You can see what's going on in the store, you know, because we try to have events every weekend in the store where we have other artisans come in and show their work. So they can see all of that. The bad thing about Facebook is the timeline feature. You know, a lot of times when you put up something new, you have to scroll down a ways to find it, you know, if you're looking for something, you know. So sometimes that can be a pain. But if you just want to see pictures of the hats and nothing else, then you can go to Shutterfly. We have a Shutterfly page. And the address there is Steph and Ty, all one word with no hyphens, STEFNTY, StephandTy.shutterfly.com. And that site is a picture sharing site, and it's specifically, I geared it specifically for people who just want to see the photos of the hats and aren't particularly concerned about any other social things that are going on with the business. Or also for people who aren't on Facebook and don't want to get on Facebook, because there are some people that are, you know, just really kind of, you know, not trying to get on Facebook anytime soon. So they can go to the Shutterfly. They can see pictures of the hats, you know, that it's only pictures of the hats. They're not, you know, on models or on a whole lot of other information, but they can see what's in stock right now. And at either site, you can make a comment as to what you would like. If there you see a hat that you like, then you can say, you know, Steph, I'd really like to have this one. And basically all of our hats are the same price. They're all $65. The only ones that are more are the leather ones. And right now we don't have any leather ones in stock, but occasionally I do some that are all leather.
Okay.
And those are more. But, you know, once you make the comment, then and send us your email address, we can send you an invoice through PayPal, and that way you can order them. You know, or we'll ship it to you wherever you are. Now, the one thing about Facebook is that if you look at the comments on a picture, just make sure you read the comments and see if it says sold, because we don't take the pictures off of Facebook when they sell. We'll say sold in the comments.
Right.
But on Shutterfly, we take the picture off completely when it's gone. So that way, if you anything you see on Shutterfly is still available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's be an easier place to shop from than Facebook as far as, you know, being the current spot.
Right. But you know what? I like the fact that you put up that an item sold, you know, because, and the reason why I like it is because it just shows that you've got customers. It shows that people are paying attention.
Right.
And to me, that's a good look, I'll be honest, because it's almost like when I tell people who buy an author's book or people who buy an artist's music, you know, go back and write a review and let people know that you bought it, especially if you liked it, right?
Right.
Because then it just shows that there are people who are actually customers of that artist. So for me, when I see those sold, you know, tags by the hats, that just makes me feel good. I'm like, yes, they sold another hat. So I think that's a good look.
You're the person that bought them, because people get really competitive sometimes, you know. And to be the first one to make a comment to say they want it, you know, and they're saying, oh, yes, it's mine, you know.
No, it is. It's like eBay. You know, I think I could honestly get addicted to eBay if I had money.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, no, did somebody just outbid me? Oh, no.
I know. I'm terrible. I have to stay off of eBay because I actually, some of the things that I put on the hats, like the vintage belt buckles and stuff, I get on eBay. And,
you know,
you're bidding against somebody and somebody else gets it, then you're upset the rest of the evening, you know.
right.
But yeah, it does help. It does help to give people an opportunity to see that things are moving, and you know,
yeah.
and to you know, talk amongst themselves about which hats they like and stuff. So we get a lot of comments, a lot of activity on our Facebook page too, and
that's
part of the reason why I really like it. You know, you get to hear immediate feedback from your customer base.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a good thing. You know, you do, besides the hats, you know, I do want to touch on the other items that you make because they're very interesting. And I've wanted to make some comments, and I'm like, okay, how do I even describe what I think I'm looking at? Okay, so there's these things that you make that go around the neck. And
right.
they almost look like collars or
okay.
like triple-layered collars. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, Steph.
The ones, the sleeves?
No, it looks like it's just something that goes around the neck.
Mm-hmm. I think you're talking about the pieces. Is it that are done by Aunt Fiddler? I don't think those are actually.
Oh, those aren't for you.
Oh no, Aunt Fiddler, who is another musician. I'm sure you're familiar with him. Who has been out for years. Funkadelic back in the day. And,
okay.
Yeah, well, he's doing it's kind of like a scarf, sort of.
Okay.
Kind of like a collar, and basically what he's taken is men's shirt sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Just cutting the sleeves off and using the two sleeves and sewing them together and flipping them up so that one end goes inside the other one. I don't even know how to describe it.
Interesting. Okay.
Get it. Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I'm so sorry. I thought it was something that you made. I was like, what am I really looking at?
I know. It's kind of hard to describe it. It kind of gives you the effect of an ascot for a guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. That would be a better, you know, I didn't know how to describe it, but that's a better description, right?
Right.
Okay, now I think this next thing I'm going to describe, and I have no idea how to describe it, but it looks like sleeves.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it's just, but it's really short, like right underneath the neck.
Just go around your neck. And you know, it's not like a long scarf or anything. It really kind of fits your neck like an ascot does.
Mhm. But no, like at this, what I'm thinking of now, I've gone on to a new item.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
It looks like sleeve, like your arms are covered, right? Like
yeah, the shrugs, yeah.
And then it stops, like not like a shirt or
right.
a sweater. It stops like right above the breast or something.
Yeah, it stops like right below your bust line, you know.
Okay, right below. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's where it's supposed to. But
okay.
But
right on me,
yeah.
It would. Okay.
Right. It's called a shrug, and it's really just like it's really an accessory as well. You could describe it as a shawl or like sleeves with a, you know,
mm-hmm.
like long sleeves with a neckline. That's about it. You know, it's really more that something that you'd wear as an accessory, like over your dress or over a top or,
okay.
you know, you could actually, some of them that we've done that are bigger, you can actually put it over a coat depending on what type of coat you have, you know.
Where
we do a lot of layering.
Okay.
Because, you know, we get those days when it's freezing cold. And,
right.
And then you get those days where it's, you know, cold in the morning and you start taking stuff off. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, like an extra layer that you can take off. And, but it's, you know, I do them in funky colors and unique fabrics. And some of them have little decorative pieces on the front and some have pockets on the front. And, you know, it's just like a fun kind of item.
Sure.
But then, you know, it's just sleeves and it's open. Most of it is open. So they fit
mm-hmm.
pretty much. Everybody, because the opening is like
okay,
is wide.
So it's kind of considered like a one size fit all type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
item.
For the most part.
Okay.
Yeah. They fit most people, and unless you're, you know, really really large or very
okay.
busty, you know. But I do them some of them longer than others too for the people
mm-hmm.
that are busty. You know,
okay.
so that it doesn't cut you in the wrong place, and you're not, you know,
right.
Give you that platform looking for, which is not cute.
Right.
You
So I understand from when Ty had called into the show before that everything is a one of a kind, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
So there isn't something that somebody could call or connect with you and say, you know, Steph, I would really like this, that, and the other.
No, not specifically. What
okay.
I do is if you need a red hat
mm-hmm.
or you need a blue shrug,
mm-hmm.
you can specify color.
Okay.
Can't specify fabric because I work with recycled textiles. So
mm-hmm.
I get the designer sample cuts that have been either discontinued or returned or whatever. And so I never know what I'm going to get.
Okay.
You know, the places I get them from, I get a big box of whatever. I don't know what's going to be in the box. I don't know what they're going to have. So I can't get real specific with fabrics. And I kind of enjoy that because it makes every hat that I'm doing, you know, a unique type of thing. So out of this piece of fabric, each individual piece, I might be able to cut maybe two or three pieces of a hat.
Okay.
You know? So usually, you know, I will take requests if, you know, you say you need a red hat or you say you need a black hat or you want a denim hat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can, you know, do that. But as long as you don't say, I need that black stripe with the green little polka dot. No.
Right. Okay.
Then it's probably done, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny. No, but I can appreciate that, definitely. I almost sense, and tell me, you know, I'm sure there's a story behind this too. When you get the fabrics and you wake up in the morning and you just kind of have an itch to create, what does that really look like to you? Is it the material that speaks to you? Is it something that comes to you in a dream? I mean, like, how do these really get birthed?
Well, I'm more textile-driven than anything
mm-hmm.
else. I really, really love fabrics, and I've always really loved fabrics. And
mm-hmm.
so to me, the most fun of it is just playing with the different textiles and seeing what combinations can go together and, you know, and that sort of thing. Now, I do every once in a while get some visions of a shape that it's, you know, that will bug me until I do it, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because my shapes they don't vary a lot. My basic hat shape doesn't vary a lot. I basically
mm-hmm.
have a smaller crown, which I call a scrunchie hat, and a larger crown, which I call an apple, and that's
mm-hmm.
mainly because, you know, there's people that want to be able to stick their hair up in their hat, and then
mm-hmm.
people that just have a hat that'll fit on their head, and they may have a smaller head or, you know, or less hair. But the variations come in the fabrics and in the types of brims that I put on them and the ornamentation that gets put on them, so that's what makes them unique. So even if you see, you know, a couple of hats that where the body of the hat is the same fabric, usually
mm-hmm.
the brims are different or have different
okay.
ornamentation on it or whatever. But I love fabrics. Fabric is my, you know, my favorite thing.
So do you sketch out the hats first, or is it something that you just can visualize, start cutting, and start sewing?
No, what I do is I get, I'll have my boxes of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm going to be using, and the fabric will get piled on the table. Now, the first thing I do is I will start cutting pieces of hat out of
okay.
the fabric.
Okay.
So I've got so then I end up with a lot of hat pieces just stacked up, and then the next step is to take take the hat pieces and mix them together and figure out which fabric pieces are going to go together.
Okay. All right, I got you.
But it's a little more assembly line,
mm-hmm.
you know. But this, you know, the final choices are, you know, mixing which pieces are going to go together, you
okay.
know. But I don't usually start with one vision of one hat and work it all the way through, you know.
Oh,
I usually,
okay.
You know, as a bunch, so all the hat pieces are cut at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I start making what I call bundles, which is, you know, figuring out, okay, if I know it takes six pieces for this particular hat, then I'll pick out which six pieces go together for that hat, and I'll
right.
fold it to a bundle. And that way, then it, you know, then it's ready to be sewn up by either myself or we have an employee, Maggie, who helps with the sewing.
And
so sewn it up, yeah.
All righty. Well, I want to jump into a track. I was talking to Ty, and, you know, I kind of decided there's some certain artists that I'm going to play while you are on the air with me. And I want you to know that at any point, I know it's very late your time, just let me know, and, you know, we can let you go. But I really appreciate you taking the time to come, you know, hang out with me for a little bit. But I want to play a piece by Darnell Kendricks, and this is Please Believe Me.
Okay.
I never met someone so special to me.
right, we were listening to Please Believe Me by Darnell Kendricks, who is also out there in the Detroit, Michigan area where Steph and Ty are located. Now, Steph, you were talking about the fact that almost every weekend you host some form of party or whatever at your place to not only sell your product but open up the doors for other artists to be able to do the same.
Yeah. We were fortunate enough with the space that we got for our retail store. It has a second floor loft, so when you come in the front door, mm-hmm. you need to go upstairs to the loft, or you can go downstairs to the store. And
okay.
The store's kind of in, and the loft there is kind of up. So it's like a floating loft. When you're in the loft, you can look over the walls down into the store.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And we were debating what to do with that second room. You know,
mm-hmm.
we were like, you know, do we want to put more merchandise up there, or do we want to rent it out to another artist or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But what we ended up doing was we have trunk shows there every weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, we let two artists come in, and they can set up that room however they want. They can make it their own boutique for the weekend.
Okay.
And so that's been actually working out really well, because it makes it so that there's always something new and interesting going on in the store. And,
right.
you know, people love to meet the artisans that make the work that they buy.
Mm-hmm.
This gives them an opportunity to come in and meet the artists and talk with them and, you know, have them explain to them how the product is made and, you
right.
know, see new things and that sort of thing. So it's been working out really well, you know. We think we're just going to continue with that, you know, process, because it gives an opportunity also for people that may not necessarily be at the point where they're ready to rent their own space on a regular basis, but they
okay.
do have a place that they can, you know, that they can come occasionally and set up themselves. So,
sure.
Really
I love
well.
The concept. I think it also brings a uniqueness to what you do and
mm-hmm.
what you and Ty have established to open up the door for that. But I think it's a great opportunity for artists out in your area to you know, take advantage of a situation like that. Like you said, if they don't have the ability or even the desire to open up their own space, this gives them an opportunity, you know, to get the word out and say, I'm going to be, you know, here at this location on this day. Come check out what we're doing, you know.
Right. And then, you know, a lot of times as artists, you know, there's a limited number of venues where you can exhibit if you don't have a retail store.
Right.
Fortunate enough, when we first got here, that there was a new venue that was opening up called the Rust Belt Market, and we were there for a year. It was a weekend-only market. But it was geared specifically towards artisans. And that was really, you know, a good place to kind of start out and let people know what we were doing. But there's not a lot of those type of venues around. So what ends up happening is you end up doing, you know, flea markets and church shows and stuff like that, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summertime, there are a lot of outdoor events and stuff like that, festivals and things like that.
Okay.
But this is like, you know, a place that people can come on a regular basis. You know, we're artists too, so we know what kind of things, you know, to provide for artists that's important, you know, like
sure.
going to a venue and there being food available and, you know, and that it's indoors and that it's comfortable and that sort of thing, you know, because we've been to many events where, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere and you have, you know, by the time you leave, you're starving because there's nowhere
right.
to eat.
Right, okay, okay.
Yeah,
so
take that into consideration and, you
right.
know, provide a good atmosphere for them.
Mm-hmm. So just out of curiosity, like, how mm-hmm. large of a space is the loft?
It's probably about, I'd say, maybe 300 square feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a good size room.
So I was just thinking, I'm coming out from Seattle, and I'm going to bring some artists, and we'll throw a little show, a little hat show, a little wine and cheese or something, and have, like, Monica Monet sing for y'all or something.
Awesome. That would be amazing.
I think that would be fun, huh?
Yeah, definitely. That would be really fun.
I think we should do that. That's something to think about for 2013. Because it sounds like it's a big enough space, you know, that you could have some artists, you know, do some singing and entertaining as they, you know, people mingle, meet and mingle and buy hats and buy music or whatever. You know, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to send you some pictures. I have taken pictures of the box that's empty so you can kind of, you know, see what size you'd be working
on. Okay. Well, you got me excited. If I could do it, you know, up here in Seattle, I'd somehow work it out to sell your hats. Again, my fear is because of all the rain. We don't have like light drizzle usually. It's like hard rain, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the kind you kind of get drenched in, you know. It might start, say, about late September, October, then go into maybe, you know, March.
Right.
When it's really nice here, it's really nice. In the wintertime, you know, you might have a stretch where it's just cold and pretty, like the skies are really blue, but it's freezing. We don't really get too much snow. When it snows, it can be bad, but it's, you know, we are known for rain. But you know what you might do, Steph, is put together a collection of hats you've designed that might be appropriate and handle, like you were saying, some sense of dampness where it wouldn't ruin the hat or whatever.
Right.
Because I know some people up here that I would love your hat.
Right.
You know, and for sure, I know Felicia Loud will get a hat from you. She's an amazing soul jazz artist out of here. And actually, you'll be getting some of, she's part of Black Stacks, and you guys will be getting a package from me with Black Stacks music in it here soon. And Miss Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida, she's sending you guys a CD, which you should receive this week. She's already starting to talk about needing to get some hats to wear during her shows.
Right, right. Oh, okay, that would be great.
So,
I don't feel like you have to really treat the hat that gently. I mean, because my hats do take a lot of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to send one to the UK, and the only affordable way to send it was to fold it up in one of those little zip packages.
Okay.
They wanted way too much money to get it over there. But it made it, you know, it's all right, it's fine, and it's, you know, no problem. So I mean,
to know, huh?
Yeah, and they are crushable. You don't have to feel like they're going to get messed up easily, you know, because the fabrics are, like I said, a lot of them are made for decorators, so they're really durable. So.
Okay. That's good to know. Well, I don't know if you noticed my posts, you know, but I say, you know, they will ship anywhere in the world, And I think that people should really, you know, check you out. And I'm glad you came on the show so that you, you know, they can just hear your voice and just understand. I think that a lot of times for me, at least for me personally and professionally, when I can feel the passion of what somebody does, that draws me in even more. When you understand a story behind the art, it draws you in even more. It's almost like you have this capability of just feeling like you have a personal connection, you know, even if you've never met the artist, you know, but you get to hear their voice, you get to hear their story, and then you get to go experience their art, whether it's through a picture. For me, I'm blessed to have a leopard hat too, you know, or like, you know, hearing music or seeing visual arts or reading a book or whatever, you know, it gives a kind of a different sense of connection around it. And so, you know, I just think that you should just keep doing what you do. And before I let you go, Steph, you know, I don't know if Ty is there with you, but
right here.
Hey, Ty, you're awfully quiet, sir. I thought, you know what, he was like the true talk piece of the couple, and he's being a good husband, just stepping back and letting his wife, you know, do all the talking. But I would really be curious how the two of you came together to decide to create Steph and Ty.
Oh, well, I had been designing clothing for a number of years before I met Ty.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my first shop when I was like 21 years old. And I had been, you know, doing my own line of clothing, and I had gotten kind of frustrated because I was mainly doing custom sewing for people, which means
okay.
I was, you know, hemming people's skirts that were too long and taking in their jackets and doing, you know, and which is cool, and somebody needs to do that, but it wasn't what I really wanted to do. And I was living in Annapolis, which is a small town, and, you know, there's not really a lot happening fashion-wise. And so when Ty and I met and we started going out together, he, you know, found out what I did, and I had kind of put it on the back burner a little bit because I was just like, well, you know, I'm not really going to, you know, go into the industry in New York because, you know, I had kids at the time and my kids were young and I had every excuse in the book not to, you know, follow my dreams. So, so he was the one that pushed me into just going ahead and doing what I wanted to do, what I, you know, to follow my dream and get into the industry in New York and see, you know, and try my hand and see what would happen. So, you know, we started a company together. He kept insisting that it should that his name should be on it, too, because he was going to be the marketing person. So you suggest
okay.
he called Stephanie, but now it's called Steph and Ty.
Okay.
That's
so, funny. He was right,
but he was right. And so, you know, he was really instrumental in, you know, kind of pushing me into doing, you know, having the courage to go ahead and do what I had dreamed of doing. You know, he was the one that kept saying, oh, you know, if you don't do it now, we're never going to do it. You need to quit your job and just go to New York. Well, go to New York. Just quit your job. And I was like, yeah, okay. So so finally he taught me into it, and I quit my job, and we went to New York. So, you know, it's been 20 years in business and 20 years married, so
okay.
It's really worked out for the best. So.
You know, I think it's a beautiful thing when you have somebody in your world who just really believes in what it is that you do and what you create, especially when it comes to being a creative soul. Well, I suppose, I guess that's because I love creative people. But I think that's really important, you know, when you want to step out and do something like this, because it's scary. You know, it's not necessarily something that people really get and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a conversation that I have a lot with my daddy and my kids and the people in my world. It's we experience art every single day, whether it's on the radio, whether it's something we look at on the wall or in a magazine or on TV. We experience art every day, but people don't recognize it as art. And it's almost like they take it for granted, you know. But they don't have a problem going out there and supporting, you know, Russell Simmons with some clothes of Kimora Lee or, you know, whatever the designers are right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a problem with digging in their pockets for that. But when it's somebody who's, you know, for instance, stepping out on Facebook or whatever, and even though they say, oh, my God, I just love what you're doing. Okay, you love what I'm doing, so how about trying it, you know? How about,
you know,
budgeting $65 into your, you know,
right,
you know, to
right.
buy a hat, because trust and believe you will love it. And so I think it's kind of scary, you know, stepping out like that to take a risk and that people are going to love what it is that you create or what it is that you do. And so I think that you're really, really blessed, you know, to have Ty in your corner. But I think that, you know, clearly you have given him a quality product to talk about. You know, so as I say that you're blessed to have a husband who's in your corner and supporting you, you are definitely worth the support. You know, Steph, you really are. What you're creating is just, again, it's not just clothing and apparel. It's like, it's art that you can wear. You know, it's something that makes you, I felt like, I'll be honest, when I put on my leopard hat, and, girl, all I was doing was, like, running errands to Lowe's, the hardware store, you know, Target, you know. But for some reason, I said, I'm going to put my hat on today. And it made me feel like a princess, you know, like I was special or something. And I'm like,
I was like, well, she really likes leopard because everything is leopard on her face.
Girl, you just,
like, we
you just don't know. You need to come to Seattle and you would really understand.
I'm sure. I know your house is scary.
My granddaughter, she got a leopard raincoat the other day. I was so excited. I was so excited. And I was in the store with her, and somebody says, "Oh, your granddaughter's jacket matches your purse." Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But when I wore the hat, you know, it really did. It made me feel special. And it was just for me. It wasn't a matter of putting it on for people to come up and comment to me, even though they did.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the checker at the at Lowe's as I was uh-huh. buying paint and spackle. They're like,
uh-huh.
"That is an amazing hat. Where did you get that from?" I got it from Steph and Ty out in Detroit, Michigan. That's why I was telling you I really needed a card, you know, to be able to hand her, because she really was talking about my hat.
Right, yeah.
You know, but it is something, you know, that just, you know, makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel pretty, you know, mm-hmm. makes you feel funky, you know, whatever. It's good feeling hat, you know. To me, maybe you put it on because you need a hat to go out the door or something, but I don't know. I almost think it's like one of those things you put on to just give you a pep in your step, you know, just to make you feel good. So
that makes me feel good because I, you know, that's part of the mission is to, you know, make people feel good. And we used to say, you know, if they don't do the happy dance when they got it on, there's something wrong. So.
Exactly. I agree with you on that. No.
Their whole attitude changes. They start modeling or they start walking the runway or they start dancing. And
exactly.
I'm like, okay.
There you go.
The one that makes you dance, yeah.
I think maybe we need to come up with a motto or something, you know, of what a Steph and Ty hat makes you feel like. But, you know, I have to play this one at this track at least, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, you know, just because
yeah.
I love the story behind it, you know, and I just love putting, you know, Ty on the spot and everything. So, you know, I think we need to play a little Expensive by Coco St. James.
Oh, no. Okay.
Windows shattered.
All right. We were just listening to Expensive by Coco St. James, who is also out there in the Detroit, Michigan area. And, you know, I asked Ty his, you know, story behind this particular song when he was on the show. But you know what, Steph? What is your version of the story of this song?
I told Ty, I was like, you're going to have to talk to him about this. You've seen the video, obviously, right?
I have.
I know. So Coco approached us with this concept she had for her video of, you know, about this cute guy. She says based on her real life experiences with guys who, you know, it's claim they're going to support you or take you out or buy you things and then, you know, all of a sudden get amnesia or run out on the check or whatever.
Right.
So the guy that was supposed to, she had asked us to use our space, the shoot part, you know, the store scene in.
Oh, okay.
You know, we told her yes, of course, and then the guy that was supposed to play her boyfriend ended up not being able to do it, so she was real depressed because, you know, she had everything lined up for the video and the guy wasn't going to be able to be there, so Ty kind of got roped into doing it, so he was like, well, we'll use Ty. So he got to be the cute guy. So because at the beginning credits it says, and Tyrone Dickey as the cheap guy. Okay.
That was so funny.
I was like, why are you treating her so bad? You're hiding in the bathroom to avoid the check.
I'm like, how horrible is that?
Funny, I know.
When I saw the video, I just laughed. I mean, I couldn't even, like, listen to the words, right? I think that's the bad thing about, like, when you see videos sometimes. I'm like, what is he doing?
I know.
What is she doing? Is she, like, sneaking up the stairs?
And he's in the bathroom looking around at the door to see if anybody's checking him. I was like, you know, you're a mess.
So just out of curiosity, with doing what it is that you do, does that, like, open up the doors for you to connect with other creative souls? Is that how, like, connections with, you know, Coco St. James and other artists came about because of, you know, being Steph the hat designer?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of times creative people are just kind of drawn to each other, even if it's not in the field. You know, we know quite a few artisans in different genres, you know, visual artists and musicians and, you know, all that sort of thing, because you just get kind of drawn to other creative souls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you don't find out what people are doing until after you've met them, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes people come in and, you know, they're not necessarily introduced to you as an artist, but after you have, you know, gotten a chance to talk to them and stuff, you find out they're doing something creative too, you know. So it's amazing how it happens, you know, it just kind of happens that way, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I was really excited when I realized that Coley Williams wears your hats.
Oh, yeah.
I've been playing her music, you know, for, like, I feel over a year now or whatever, and I'm, one night she was like posted behind your house. I'm like, what? You know them too?
Yeah. We do get a lot of people in the music industry, though. You know, I think, you know, they have creative minds, and now also they're performing. You know, so a lot of times
right.
they need something a little unusual. You know, to wear where they're performing. They're kind of drawn to things. You know. Like you said, if people don't want to be noticed, they don't need to wear my hat, you know.
Well,
get a baseball cap or a black scully and be done.
I know, huh? Wear a beanie and just call it a day. But, I mean, there are some hats that you create that are a little bit more subtle or whatever. But you know what? Even like the denim hats, you know, they're pretty unique too. And have a story of their own. But, you know, there are some hats that don't make you stand out as much as, like, my leopard hat or whatever. But if you want attention drawn to you, I think you definitely need to get a Steph and Ty hat.
Yeah. I always have to do some basic black, and I also always have to do some that I kind of gear towards guys because the guys are always saying, well, you don't make anything that men can wear. But, you know, the things that I do for men is still a little out there for men, you know. Guys are kind of conservative. So,
it was so funny. My friend Alvin came over, and he brought me. I still need to take a picture in it. I'm so sorry, Alvin. I haven't taken a picture yet. But he came over right after I had gotten my hat from you and brought me a leopard shirt that he had his book cover put on.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, he says, you know what? I would wear that hat. I'd have to turn it backwards and hide that bow. He said, but I would wear that hat. And he's so cute because sometimes he will, like, throw on some leopard. I think he does it because it's, you know, his way of showing love to me. He'll never say it right, you know, but, like, at my 50th birthday, he wore a leopard, you know, like Stetson hat, you know, and I'm like, okay. But I, you know, yeah, I think there are some guys who would wear something a little bit more eclectic than the denim or the leather or whatever, but,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But I love your hats.
You know, the majority of them, you have to kind of work them into it a little bit at a time, you know.
Right, right. I think if they have a little bit of an eclecticness about them,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to kind of sell them. But I do think, you know, if they have that opportunity to walk into your shop and try on a hat and kind of look at themselves in a mirror, I think they would just fall in love with something that is totally outside of their norm and their box of what they would actually wear.
Right. That's true. That's true. I mean, that has happened a number of times when, you know, you have to talk the guy into trying it on, or his wife will talk him into trying it on, you know, and like, and then once he gets it on, it's like, oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. And then some of them now we had Aunt Fiddler model some of the hats for us in the pictures.
Okay.
And so now they see him in it, you know, because he's somebody that they can relate to and, you know, they're familiar with, you know, they're like, oh, well, if, you know, he can wear it then, I guess I can.
Right. Isn't that interesting, though? Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, there's power in knowing people's names or whatever. And it's kind of interesting, like, if you can get somebody who's out there a little bit more famous or whatever and, you know, wearing your stuff, you're like, oh. But you know what? I will say, you know, even just in that, in putting up, you know, the hats are sold or whatever, I think you guys are doing a really great job. And I think the pictures are nice. You know, they're welcoming. I think they really give a great visual of what the hats look like. And I love the pictures of the people wearing the hats. I think those are great, you know, because you don't know who they are, right? You don't know their personalities,
right.
But you can see a personality, you know, out of them just putting the hat on, you know.
Right.
And
right.
I love those pictures, you know. With
the ones they choose, what type of person they are, you know. You know, like whether they're outgoing or, you know, whether they're more conservative or, you know, you can kind of tell a little bit.
But wouldn't you think that somebody who might be a little more shy could step out in your shop and try on something a little bolder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it kind of takes them in a different direction than what their normal personality is like.
Right, right. That's true. That's true.
You know, because there are like artists who step on the stage and they are a monster on stage. The
right,
they step off that stage, they do not talk.
Who are shy and, you know, supposedly shy are not really that shy in person,
right.
You know, in their heart, you know, because once they're given the opportunity, you know, they can kind of cut loose. So.
I really was a shy person once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just talk all the time. I'm comfortable talking on the radio all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a restaurant, just to tell a quick story. It has nothing to do with your hats. But I went to a restaurant. We were having pho one day at a restaurant, and I think my nephew was in the restaurant, and we hadn't seen him in, like, 15 years or something, like, forever, right?
Okay.
And my kids are like, Mama, I think that's him. I said, well, you know, it looks like it could be him. But, you know, we haven't seen him since he was like a young teenager or whatever.
Right.
So I walked up to him and I said, hi, are you? And he looked at me like, yeah, I am.
Uh-huh.
and he hadn't seen me in a long time, and he just was, like, totally taken aback, you know. He was like, who's this lady coming up to me saying she knows me? Like, I'm your aunt. I used to be married, too. But anyway, yeah, I don't even know why I got all sidetracked. But I used to be a shy person. I really did. And now I'm a little bit bolder. I don't know if radio did it to me or I don't know.
Just ever being shy, you seem like you're very bold and very, you know, outgoing. And
no, I'm an old lady now, Steph. I think being an old lady just kind of changes me, you know.
You're not claiming that. You're not.
You know what? I've earned every white gray hair on my head. I really have.
I say too, and I got a bunch of them too. But you know, I just keep calling them black, so people don't know.
It so takes too much work for me to color my hair. I had to give it up.
You know, they start to get old ladies sometimes. But see, you have that totally white, silver white hair. You know,
that's
what my hair would go totally silver, totally white. I would be happy, but it's still all that.
I guess I'm blessed. I have to say, when the ladies cut my hair, they all say, "Oh, I love your hair." You know, they're Korean. We love your hair. It's so pretty. It's like Papa's. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous like that. I was like, can't somebody figure out a way to just, like, bleach your hair so that it goes white and not blonde, you know?
Yeah, that's the challenge. But I think that, you know, even, you know, like I said, when I put on my Steph and Ty leopard hat, you know, it gave me a little bit more, you know, pep. You know, because normally if I'm going out, I'm running to a Target or a Lowe's. You know, I don't care if I talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but even like, you know, putting on a hat like yours, it was, you know, it took my attitude in a different direction, you know, and stuff. And so I do. I think it's just one of those things you could put on in the morning or as you're heading out the door, and you might not be feeling that great when you started out the day, but you put on a Steph and Ty hat. And trust and believe it will definitely change your attitude. You'll be feeling much better.
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm glad you appreciate that. And that's the whole mission.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So before I let you go, because I know it's very late where you are. It's like 11 o'clock where you are. Tell people again, Steph, where they can find your hats, where they can see them, how they can order them, and that whole process.
Oh, yeah, well, they can see them on Facebook, Steph and Ty on Facebook. You type in STEF-N-TY, or you can go to stephandty.shutterfly.com, and that's STEFNTY.shutterfly.com. On Facebook or Shutterfly, if you see a hat that you like, make a comment and say, I like hat picture number, whatever, picture number 21, and give us your email address, and we will send you an invoice through PayPal, which you can pay for with your credit or debit card, and we will ship it to you anywhere on the planet. And that's the main way. We don't really sell in any other stores right now. We used to sell wholesale, but we don't anymore because the demand has just been more than Maggie and I can keep our little fingers up with. So until we get more elves to man their stations, we will not be doing wholesale at the moment. But you can buy directly from us on Facebook or, you know, like on Shutterfly. Or if you're in Detroit, you can come by the store. The retail store has been open for 5 whole weeks, and it's been going really well. And the store is located at 227 Iron Street. We're on the street level of the River Park Lofts. And in Unit 124, and we're open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 to 7.
All right. Thank you so much, Steph, for stopping by, and Tyrone in the background. And, you know, I love your hats. I'm here to support you in any way that I can, you know, and I look forward to 2013 and just, you know, seeing how, you know, we can help you grow what it is that you, you know, are doing out there. And trust and believe, I've really got my brains going, and I'm going to think about how we can make it out there to Detroit and do some things with you.
And I will definitely get you some, you know, information about the space. You can check it out, see what you think.
That would be great. That would be great, because I think that's something that would be so much fun to do.
for having us there at the coffee house. We really, really appreciate all the support you've been giving us.
Yes, thanks,
ladies. Oh, you are so welcome, Steph and Ty. I love what you do. So I'm so, I feel, you know what, it's almost like one of those things where things, you know, don't, you know, this was meant to happen. You know what I mean? Connecting mm-hmm. on Facebook. I've met some amazing, amazing people. But, you know, this right here feels really good. And I feel blessed. I do. I feel very, very blessed to have connected with the two of you. And just, you know, I'm not kidding. I am not kidding, Steph. Every time I see a picture, it just makes me smile. It's almost like seeing sunshine. You know, and it just makes me feel good because I love the hats. I do. I'm telling you, my friend, I love the hats. And for me, sometimes it's just really good to see something online that just makes me happy. And your hats do just that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Like I said, that's our mission. And thank
all right.
you for having us. And we really enjoyed talking to you. I'm glad I got you.
Definitely. Yeah. So, you know, anytime you and... you know, Ty have something going on and we want to stop by the coffee house or whatever, you know, please do that. But always keep me up, you know, at least online so I can definitely support you in that way. And then I'm updating my website, so I'll have some stuff, you know, of yours put up there too. And, I'm just here, you know, to just be your cheerleaders from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, well, thank you. And,
all right.
Yeah,
good night.
Have a good night. And... thanks again for having us come by.
Oh, no problem.
All right.
That was my dear friend, Steph and Ty. Goodbye, Ty, and out in Detroit. You've got to check out their hats. If you have not seen them posted on my wall, you need to check them out. They have a great page on Facebook that you can go check out pictures and people wearing the hats and the events that they have done. And, you know, there's some videos that they have up, so you please go check them out and check out my picture in my Steph and Ty hat. I'm very happy, and I definitely have to fix myself up and wear the hat again when it's not raining around here. You know, it's something that just means a lot to me to be able to have connected with great, great talents like they are, and to just be able to experience them out here in Seattle, Washington, from, you know, receiving a hat all the way from Detroit, Michigan. So I'm going to close out their little session with another track by Darnell Kendricks. This is a Christmas track. It's called Angels We Have Heard on High.
We are.
All right, that was Darnell Kendricks with his version of Angels We Have Heard on High. Again, Darnell is out there in the Detroit, Michigan area where Steph and Ty are, and they actually know him personally. Some amazing talents are out there in Detroit. You know, it's not all about just music now. There's people that make amazing hats out there and so much more. I am so excited that Steph and Ty were able to stop by the coffee house tonight. I think they're amazing people, and they make a really great quality product that is just fun to wear and fun to look at. So please go check them out on Facebook and on Shutterfly. You will not regret it. If you purchase their product, you will love it. I will say it firsthand. You will love it. I absolutely love my leopard hat. So welcome to the second half of Flava Coffee House. You know, this is where we gather every Monday. It used to be on Saturdays, but I had to change the schedule. It just wasn't working out on Saturdays for what was going on in my world at work. And so we gather here every Monday at this point. I know it's a little late for those of you on the East Coast. We might be able to explore to do it a little bit earlier. You know, it's just trying to balance everything in my world from, you know, being my daddy's caretaker to, you know, doing Flava News and working and everything. So I hope this works out for you. I am definitely open up for suggestions, so you can reach out to me at radio@flavanews.com. If you have a different time that you think might, you know, fit into people's schedules during the week, I am definitely, you know, looking for suggestions, and I'm open to explore if I could work that out. Every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm doing a Flava's 15-minute set. That's when I take 8 of the best talents that are a part of the Flava News movement and showcase each artist for 15 minutes. But there are requirements. They really need to be top recorded tracks. They need to have an artist website that they can be directed to. And that particular show I am using as a promotional tool outside of social network. There are some industry people that are paying attention to Flava News right now, and I would really, really like to have them pay attention to some of the artists that are part of the Flava News movement. So that's the purpose of that particular show right now. On Wednesdays, I decided to do a show, you know, very early in the morning for me. It's not so early in the morning for you guys out on the East Coast, but it's going to be 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Morning coffee with Flava. I just thought that it would be fun to do a show early in the morning as I'm drinking my coffee, you know, and getting ready for my day, and just play some great music and open up the phone lines for conversations to just say hey, you know, to some of my favorite people that are up during that time of day. One of the things I miss about Flava Coffee House is the fact that people used to come in the morning just to start their day with me. And, you know, I'm one of these people that call everybody baby and sweetheart and honey and all of that. And I think my customers like that. You know, I'd say, okay, have a good day, baby. You know, see you later on. See you tomorrow. And I think they like that. They used to tell me, you know, they love starting their day with me. And so I thought, you know, why not just at least do one show a week where it's just early, it's just an hour long, and open up the phone lines if people want to talk or just play some great music. I'm really excited about having holiday music right now. It makes me feel good. And there are some amazing talents that are a part of the Flava News movement, you know, that have holiday music. So throughout the month, I'm going to definitely be sharing holiday music with you. But I have a brand new track from an artist out of the Baltimore, Maryland area. His name is Jay Soul, and I'm going to play Beautiful Nights by Jay Soul.
Glad you're here and nowhere hips, just like the Persian bear, drumming to the beat. Oh yeah, my whispers feel just like a hot summer. Come talk to me. Oh yeah, yeah.
I want the song.
Beautiful Nights. I believe he said that this CD is going to be coming out about June of 2013. I'm excited, you know, when I can get tracks and debut them on my show, and feel extremely blessed. I do have a track. I don't think I'm going to play it tonight, but I've been asked to play and debut a track for LL Cool J. He's making his comeback to hip-hop and celebrating this coming year his 30 years in the industry, and one of my colleagues is a part of the team that is helping him, you know, promote this particular track and more. So I think I'll save it for another show, kind of in a mellow mood tonight versus, you know, kind of playing some hip-hop. I want to play a piece by a local artist. Well, okay, she lives in California now, but in my mind, she's always a local artist. Back in 2004, I put on my very first event as Lady Flava as part of a group we were trying to put together called On the One Productions, and we put on an amazing jazz cruise on the Spirit of Puget Sound. A great experience, lost a lot of money, but I have to tell you, nobody would have known it by just how well it went off. Great food, great DJ on the top floor, and on the main floor we had Corla Weigel, Josephine Hale, and Paul Richardson's band. It was a great experience. So I want to play a piece by Corla Weigel, and this is called Should Have Been Me.
Thank you.
All right, that was Miss Corla Weigel. She's originally from California. She was up here in Seattle, Washington for a long time. I used to go see her perform like at the Sheraton and Scarlet Tree and different places around town. And like I said, she was one of the artists that was featured on the jazz cruise that I was a part of back in 2004, an amazing talent. She was up here not that long ago and put on some shows with Baby Girl Promotions, and I hope she'll come back sometime soon in 2013. So I played her track, Should Have Been Me. I want to give a shout-out to a dear friend and supporter of mine, Rob Scott, that's in the chat room. Thank you so much for coming out tonight and checking out the show and all the support that you have given me around my computer, my new computer. Rob, I love it. And, you know, everything that goes along with, you know, technical support and all that, obviously I need it. I'm so clueless when it comes to things. So much love and appreciation to you, my friend. You know, you are definitely an angel sent my way. And big shout out to my sissy in the chat room, Janine Lynch, Spicy Ree, whatever her name is tonight. She's an amazing, amazing poet and writer. So I love you, sissy. I'm so glad that you're here with me tonight. And I'm going to play a track by somebody that Spicy and I came acquainted with about 4 years ago right here on Blog Talk Radio. His name is G. Wright. He's an amazing recording artist out of Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to play one of his Christmas tracks. I think I'm going to play O Holy Night. And this is featuring his cousin, Eureka Knight.
shall see.
Of Oh Holy Night. I am so feeling the season. I am so excited. I think that so many blessings are about to happen in 2013. You know, 2012 was an interesting year. Many, many challenges I faced, you know, between my family and Flava News and, you know, and all of that. But we are in a wonderful house. And I'm able to be with my daddy, you know, 90 years old. And he's been sick for the last 5 days with a cold, you know, but at least I've been able to be here with him and take care of him. And while I was at work on the weekends, you know, my daughter was here to take care of him. And I think there's nothing better than when you're under the weather than to have, you know, family with you, you know, to see after you. So, you know, daddy's down there. Yes, he's coughing up a storm, you know, but he's okay. You know, and I've been able to make him homemade soups and all of that. And soon, I haven't finished it yet, Rob, but soon I will have my studio finished and I can move in, you know, my desk and my furniture into my studio and get my wonderful, beautiful computer that Rob gave to me in there and really get Flava News moving. I heard a podcast yesterday from an amazing man over in the UK that goes by the name of DJ Niceness. And I thought, you know what? It was meant for me to hear that show because with this new computer Rob created for me, I will be able to do shows just like that. So it was kind of like that push, that motivation that said, you know, Flava, get out there, finish your studio so you can move your stuff in. So I'm grateful. Many blessings have come out of this year despite the struggles that I have faced. You know, and I'm excited about 2013. I hope that you are excited about 2013. I think so much of it has to do with attitude, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really, really good. And there's this young man down in Atlanta, Georgia. I had talked to him a while back, kind of needed to call in a favor for an artist that was performing in Atlanta. This young man stepped up and said that he would be able and willing to support that particular project that artist was doing. And he's an amazing talent, an amazing talent. He sent me this track the other day, and I just got to play it for you, okay? His name is Chris Jordan, and this is called Devoted.
Oh,
Is that not simply beautiful? Oh, my goodness. You know, I knew that he would be an amazing pianist. I knew it, you know. But when I heard this piece, I thought, wow, I didn't even know. You know, back in the day when I was calling in a favor, you know, I had found out about him from my dear friend down in Atlanta, Georgia, Taz, T-A-Z. And, you know, he connected me with Chris. But this young man, I think, is just an amazing, amazing pianist. So anyway, I am looking forward. He's got a new CD coming out in 2013. So I look forward to getting more music from him and being able to share it with you here on Flava News Radio. I've just got about maybe 10 minutes left in the show. Let me see what direction I can go. I just want to kind of keep it mellow. I'm digging the Christmas music. I'm digging the gospel music. I'm digging the jazz. Should I go Christmas again? I think I'm going to find something Christmas. I think I'm going to play a piece by John Hopkins Jr. out of Kansas, and this is With Love at Christmas.
Christmas time, a time for love and spreading around good cheer. A time when lovers find their spark that marks their love so deep. It feels so nice at Christmas here with you by the fire shining bright with the snow and starry lights, holding hands, making plans like children so full of glee. Yes, this is love at Christmas. This time last year, we were really far apart. But now it's clear we're making a new start. Let Christmas be a time of mending broken hearts. I'm so glad you're here this Christmas. Listening to the choirs singing carols in the night, as the smells of Christmas fill the air. Moms and dads and laughing children with their eyes aglow, as thoughts of reindeer swirl inside. It feels so nice at Christmas time with you. But mistletoe lights low as we dance together slow. Sweet cider warms our hearts and says the mood just right. I'm so glad you're here this Christmas.
Christmas by John Hopkins Jr. out of Kansas City. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This is where I was birthed, at least in the physical building that was called Flavor Coffee House in Lake City, North Seattle. You know, I love the arts. I love artists. You know, this is my passion. Just as people that create wake up and breathe it and feel it and eat it and sleep it, I do the same when it comes to being an artist cheerleader. I appreciate the talents that come my way. I appreciate the talents that love to hear my honest opinion. There are some of you that don't, and I understand. It's not easy, you know, but please know that I come from a good place. You know, when you feel that I'm criticizing what you're creating. As you can hear, there are some amazing talents that are a part of the Flava News movement. You met Steph and Ty tonight. They are some amazing people out there in Detroit, Michigan. Steph is a creative, creative lady when it comes to making eclectic hats and pieces of art that you can wear. I love my leopard hat. If you have not seen it, you need to go check out my little simple picture I took with my cell phone of my leopard hat. I'll get a better picture of it. But I love it. I love it. And if you order a hat from them, you will love it too. I put my hand on that, you know, that you will absolutely love it. I want to thank Rob, Scott, and Sissy for hanging out in the chat room. I want to thank everybody who's listening on the phone line right now. To those that are listening in the wings, Miss Nisi, I love you. Thank you so much for listening to the show tonight. And I want to thank those that will come back and listen to the archives. The numbers of my show is growing and growing and growing. It's like 10 times over the year last year this time. So I thank all of you that come from all over the world that listen to Flavor Coffee House and all the shows here on Flavor News Radio. I'm going to close out tonight with a track by Rhonda Thomas, and it's called Mistletoe, featuring Eric Roberson. Good night, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing in support of underground independent artists from all over the world.
Symbol of the season because of you.
Kiss me, baby. Hold me tight and know the rules.
It's Christmas time and we're under mistletoe.
Oh,
it's Christmas time and we're under mistletoe.
Changing and fall was underway. Now it's cold outside. You're wrapped up in my arms. The fire's burning bright.
Warmth from the orange glow. When I look in your eyes, something in me knows. Season is